In the decade and a half since the publication of The Art of Possibility, its ideas and stories have evolved into something like a movement. People from multiple walks of life have taken up the practices and embedded them in their workplaces or in their family life. We get letters of gratitude from many with whom we have no connection. The producer who attributes the existence of the wonderful film As It Is in Heaven to reading The Art of Possibility. A candidate for public office who whispers that he keeps it by his bedside as his guide. A company that was the only one in its industry that went cash positive in the 2008 downturn attributes its success to the concepts and messages in The Art of Possibility. We received a newspaper article in the mail that informed us that President Uribe of Colombia offered the book as his only gift to President Chavez of Venezuela in tense times. And we heard from many a parent grateful for being able to get on a more life-enhancing track with a son or a daughter. We cast out a pebble in a pond, and we are unable to see the extent of the ripples, although we know they go far. In those intervening years, Ben and I, the authors of The Art of Possibility, haven't stood still. Nor has the Earth, for that matter. It has spun through some 63 billion miles of space in the interim, sweeping up new information from the universe and sending out its own messages. Meanwhile, Ben's activities have accelerated as he has presented our model of possibility to groups and institutions on every continent. His astounding energy seems to gather its resonance from the world around him. It's like fine crystal emitting harmonics at the touch of a finger. While Ben has been circling the globe, I have been doing a deep dive into the inner world of our being, on a mission to discover how we may continue to grow beyond what we settle for as maturity. Most of us associate growing up with reaching a certain age or taking on responsibilities or passing our wisdom and resources on to the next generations. But I believe that when we become aware of patterns in our behavior, when we learn to identify and rewrite the stories that give us our identities, we will gain passage at any age into a new phase of adulthood. In this territory of maturity, where old fear-based patterns no longer hold us back, we will, I wager, do what we now think of as remarkable, even magical things. In defiance of the adage, "You can't change people," people around us will change in our presence, step into productivity and contribution, and flourish. In this further phase of adulthood, we might well be agents for powerful action in the collective interest, helping rainforests to renew themselves, children to dedicate themselves to worthwhile pursuits, and relationships between nations to thrive. And further, when we become aware and adept at putting our outdated stories out of their misery and creating new ones, we have a pretty good chance of experiencing that sense of profound and ecstatic connection to the universe that monks and shamans talk about. It's to understanding and articulating this vision of human growth and expansion that I have dedicated the last 15 years. The mission of The Art of Possibility was to teach people to distinguish two broad categories of approaches to life. One is the everyday attitude we call the downward spiral, with all its joys and sorrows, triumphs and losses. The second approach we named radiating possibility, and it is the attitude that life is a story we tell and live. The underlying assumption of the downward spiral is that life is all about survival, where you stand to win big if you're clever enough, get the right education, meet the right people, and make the best choices. But of course, chance and circumstances being what they are, in the downward spiral, you're always faced with a fearful prospect that you might also lose. Your money may run out, the power you once enjoyed may disappear overnight, and the love you counted on may wane, or indeed be snatched away. In the second approach, radiating possibility, you can change your story at any time to be better adapted to the magnificent flow of the way things are, and the world will reflect the change in you, opening doors and showing you a path to where you want to go and what you want to do. This outlook gives rise to joy and love and gratitude, leaving room for fear only in circumstances where feeling fear will mobilize you best to avoid an immediate threat to life and limb, a truck bearing down on you, for instance, not the prospect of losing someone's affection or being fired from your job.